Cotton buds, tampon wrappers, used condoms, hairpins and razor blade heads. You probably don't want to see any of those items again after being used, let alone washed up on our beaches. But with these items being regularly flushed down the toilet, unfortunately they are. Our reporter Harry Locke and cameraman Samuel Rillstone hit Wellington's south coast for this report.
This is Moa Point Treatment Plant, where 70 million litres of sewage passes through every single day. But as we can find out, it's more than just poo, piss and paper that's coming through the system.
It's a smelly and messy process, dealing not just with what gets flushed down toilets, but the waste that comes from meatworks, restaurants, washing machines and more. One of the first steps is to filter out all the objects that shouldn't be there, using steel screens. Steve Hutchison is Wellington Water's chief wastewater advisor.
They catch the solids that come through, the rubbish that comes through in the wastewater, and they lift it up and drop it into a conveyor at the back so we can then send it off to the landfill.
They find all manner of objects. Wet wipes are common, but also sanitary items and even the odd credit card. And there's a lot of it. About 600 tonnes of the stuff gets trucked from Moa Point to the landfill every single year. It's an arduous job, and one they wouldn't have to do if people put the items in the bin. But it's not actually the main issue.
But the bigger problem's back in the network, where you get blockages. So if you have a displaced joint in a pipe, then a wet wipe can catch on it, and then another wet wipe will catch on it, another one, the fat might build up behind it. And before you know it, you've blocked the sewer pipe and the sewage is coming out and spilling onto the road, maybe onto someone's backyard, maybe into the stream and harbour.
Teams are called out to unblock these fatbergs a few times every day. So why do people continue to flush these things down the toilet? Hutchison argues it's down to a lack of awareness about their impact. Despite Wellington Water having tried to do some public education campaigns, he says the scale of rubbish coming through isn't decreasing. Meanwhile, many wet wipes continue to claim they are flushable.
There's a German standard that was put together. So there's a technical standard produced in Germany which assessed that they were flushable, but that was all based on brand new, perfect sewers. What we've got in the rest of the world is some older sewers.
Water New Zealand wants the standards for flushable items changed. One charity has also spotted another trend with the objects people flush down their toilets.
Sometimes feel like I'm a modern day archaeologist doing this work, because you're often having to piece together what the items are, where they came from, categorise them accurately, obviously, and then think about where they might have come from. And, we've got a variety of items here. Some most likely stormwater sourced, somebody's parking ticket receipt, a little bit of plastic pipe, fragments. And this one here, chapstick tube, could have come through the stormwater system, but also this is the types of items that we typically find where we find the cotton bud sticks. So you can imagine somebody throwing that into the loo, flushing it, assuming it's problem solved for them, and then it spilling out of that sewage treatment system and onto a beach.
Tarakina Bay is a small grey-sanded beach where little blue penguins nest less than a mile away from Wellington Airport. For 3 years, volunteers have been surveying the beach and recording what rubbish they find. Citizen Science Manager for Sustainable Coastlines, Ben Knight, says they are continually finding tampon wrappers, condoms, hairpins and disposable razor blade heads. It's not just a Wellington issue. The Litter Intelligence Programme monitors 200 sites across the country. Cotton bud sticks repeatedly pop up.
They are widely distributed within the database, so over 40 sites, so about 20% of our survey areas, we're finding them. I was up at Kaiwi Beach, which is north of Whanganui, a rural beach, just a couple of weeks ago, and we found a half a dozen of them up there. So it just shows you how widely distributed they are.
It's not known how these items are getting out of the pipes and onto the beach. But Ben Knight says the current theory is that during heavy rainfall events, stormwater gets into the sewage system, overwhelming the pumping stations. That results in an overflow, with the built-up refuse getting washed out into the stormwater network and onto the beach. He says such objects damage the wildlife, the ecosystems, and the general cleanliness of the beaches. Both he and Wellington Water agree there is an immediate and urgent solution.
ultimately, the solution is actually quite simple. In the first instance, don't buy single-use plastic items, sanitary items, personal care items, cotton bud sticks if you can avoid it. And where you can't avoid purchasing these items, you know, don't dispose of them in the toilet.
Whilst that might stop items washing up on our shores, it won't stop sewage contaminating our beaches. And what we see could be just the tip of the iceberg, with much more heading out into the sea, not to be seen again.